To those who may be offended, if the shoe doesn't fit, don't try to wear it. Jesus died upon the cross in plenty of company, a regular Calvary Hill convention. His difference was he didn't sin. He was the only one who couldn't. Taking on everyone else's sins would have killed any one of us. Long before we had to drag our cross up the hill, God pumped him full of spiritual steroids so he could take it, so we could all make it, or at least fake it. Others take the sinful music of the masses, circumcise it to make it clean, so the youth will know Jesus is cool, not square. Be on the lookout for fish symbols on minivans. They'll cut you off on their way to praise God or pick up supplies at Walmart for the church picnic. The same church can produce nuns to collect blood in baby jars to hurl at nuclear missile silos. The same churches can protect priests to take advantage of children to satisfy their own carnal needs. Some become TV stars where they can start their own soap operas. Pat urges a takeout Venezuelan. I don't mean dinner. Launching pad for communist infiltration. Jesus did give away all of that free fish and bread. I'd add him to your hit list. Even ultimate fighters who bloody each other into submission inside a steel cage pray for salvation first. Others believe in families first. Certainly better to have felons, convicted wife beaters, rapists, and pedophiles reunite with the ones that they love than to allow homosexuals to marry or adopt. Others fear the brainwashing of public schools, where they are taught men come from monkeys, not God. They say the science is bad. Creation should have equal footing. Give our kids the choice. A few Christians will even stand behind their beliefs about biologists, so sick children can have a more direct path to God. Bulldog Christian Fellowship, living life victoriously, inspired by Jesus, and a dog that was bred by gamblers to clamp onto bulls with short, squat faces so the blood would not run into their eyes. Why do so many of his followers wear the instrument of his death hanging from their necks in sterling silver or 14-karat gold? They got their Jesus on with their holy bling bling. Will the man who threw out the money changers from the temple take them in when their souls come knocking on the door?